Alright, so we'll say good morning. So let's begin. Actually, we're going to Mirat Hashem finish the parak today, parak base. So we're picking up bottom of page 33. Tamid tzarich siyata dishmaya. Person always needs divine providence. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows him Adam Nisayon. So a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives people nisyonos, gives them challenges. V'mu bocher lehismodet ito, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ya'azor lo. Is actually a very profound idea. If a person chooses lismode means if a person chooses to engage in the struggle, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help him. Now what is Rav Kashdiel saying? You see, just because a person has a challenge in life, lav dafka that he's made the choice to engage. Meaning more often than not, when people encounter a challenge in life, they simply turn away. They simply turn away from it and just don't go ahead and choose to engage it. Either they spend their energy complaining about it, lamenting about it, talking about it, but very rarely do people actively head on engage in their struggles and try to work through it. What Rav Kashdiel says is if a person makes the decision to engage in the struggle, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help him. Ulam, ha'adam tzarich tamid siyata d'shmaya. But supposedly one thing that a person absolutely needs is siyata d'shmaya, divine providence. Hagimara megitin misaperes shahaya adam echad b'shem bar d'roma. Shenilcham neged haromaim. So the Gemara tells a story about bar d'roma, who was a Jewish soldier who fought against the Romans. V'hu haya chazak, he was very strong. U'misaprim shu haya horeg b'makas cheref mea anoshim. And the Gemara tells about the fact that he used to go ahead and with literally one swoop of the sword, he would kill 100 people. Merov bitachon baruch haba. Merov bitachon v'atzmo. Hitris klape shmayo. Shulo tzarech es ezraso. So amazingly enough, because he had incredible level of belief in himself, see, he hitris klape shmayo, he rebelled against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shulo tzarech es ezraso. Uba osa harega nigmar hakrav. So, here's what's amazing. So, what happens? Bar d'Roma get a little bit carried away. Sorry, with his own abilities, and he said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't need you. I can do this on my own. It's amazing enough. The Gemara says, in that moment, the battle ceased. So, we'll say, what's the pshat? See, you hear this? So the battle of course, over here is referring to the battle of life. That if a person says that I'm engaged in the battle, I'm going to try my best, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I need your help, then you get siyata d'shmaya. The moment that a person says, either I'm not engaging in the battle, or God, I could do this on my own, is the moment that the battle effectively ceases. Now, what does it mean the battle effectively ceases? The battle constantly goes on. It means I've lost. The moment that I think that I could do it on my own, the moment that I think that I don't need any assistance, the moment that I think that it's all about me, is bottom of page 33. Is the moment that ultimately the battle has ended. Now page 34. Bechol davar b'chayim, tzrichim ezras HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With everything you do in life, we require HaKadosh Baruch Hu's assistance. Ki tamid hayetzer hara, haya rishon, remember this yisod, that the Yetzirah, this is actually a very humbling idea. The Yetzirah is stronger than the Yetzirah Tov. You can't deny that. The Yetzirah is stronger than anything else. Why? We'll say this is a very simple reason. Why? Because he was there first. Remember again, the Yetzirah has been with me since literally the beginning of my life. The Yetzirah Tov comes to me when? Maybe when I'm 13. Maybe when I'm 20, but l'maisa again, the Yetzer Hara is much, much stronger. He says, therefore, again, it's impossible to do anything in life without siyata d'shmaya. It's impossible to do anything in life without divine assistance. So he says, norma ze ma'od kasha, l'takin hargelim shoshanim ze kasha ma'od. I will say, so, you know what's interesting is the following, that this norm, This norm is something that is exceptionally difficult to change. Why? Because of habituation. Right? They will say, you know, when you live your life a certain way for so many years, so a person establishes a regilus, a person establishes a norm in certain mindsets and certain behaviors, and that's why change is so exceptionally difficult. Also, listen to this section. Kisha Adam Nolad, who mitragel lakachas la'atzmo kol dover, misragel lihios anochi. So we'll say, so remember again, let's bring this all together. What Rav Kashdiel is saying over here is that to be successful in life, a person needs siyata dishmaya. A person needs divine assistance. Now, there are two reasons why people often don't realize that they require divine assistance. What are the two reasons? So working backwards, reason number one is because the Yetzirah tries to convince me that I could do it on my own. And the Yetzirah tries to negate God, or negates God's influence in the picture of my life. And the Yetzirah is very powerful, because at the end of the day, he was there first. Number two, remember, let's go full circle to this dynamic we were discussing, which is that the greatest challenge we encounter in life is the notion or the mindset that, Anochi, it's all about me. Remember, I'll say, that dynamic has two parts to it. Number one, it's all about me, and therefore, again, I don't care about the other. And number two, it's all about me, and therefore what? And therefore, I can do it all on my own. Essentially, kochi va'otzem yadi asli esachay lazeh. It's all about me, and I don't need anyone else's help. I could take care of everything. I don't even need a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So I'll say, so now that I understand that from the time that a person is born, his focus is on himself, his focus is Anochi. Remember again, this is a basic idea. Why is my focus on the time that I'm young Anochi? Because that's the Yetzirah, right? The Yetzirah teaches me that, remember, the Yetzirah's focus is not go and sin. That's not the Yetzirah's focus. The Yetzirah's focus is just worry about yourself. Don't worry about anyone else. You've got enough on your plate with just taking care of you. Don't worry about the other. Don't worry about the family. Don't worry about the community. Don't worry about your people. Life needs to be all about you. We'll say, the reason why that is such a difficult mindset is because we spend years embedding it within ourselves, and then we have to unlearn it. What does that mean? Kisha Adam Nolad, who mitragel kachas la'atzmo kol davar, misragel lios anochi. Mostly when a person is born, he becomes habituated to totally focusing on himself. Right? Totally egocentric. Listen to this. We're going to finish this paragraph today. Tinok shu ra'ivu bochav em talev. Listen to this, Marshall. A baby is hungry and crying at night. Hu lo ba b'sheket li'ima shalo. O mevakesh mimena ochel rak im noach lo. Lo, right? So we'll say, so when a child, baby is born, so right, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, the baby's hungry, right? So the baby doesn't say, excuse me, mother, would it be convenient for you now? I know it's the middle of the night, you must be very tired. You work, excuse me, mother, right? Everything is always like with a proper English accent, right? You know, so, right, excuse me, mother, would it be okay now if I ate? I'm really hungry, I know you had a long day, but if it's not too inconvenient, it would be nice if I was able to eat something. Lo ma'anyeno soklum. The baby could care less, right? How tired the mother is or she isn't. Achshav hu roiv. Now I want to eat, and I'm going to cry until I get what I want. Ze nikra melech. See, Rabosai, that's why that little, it's an amazing thing, right? That little baby that can't do a thing for itself, that little baby is the melech, right? Or the malka, right? That little baby controls everything. Everything is about the baby. He says, again, ein his chashvus, im bitos lakachas lo mashu shishayach lo, hu yashabocha. Well, so what happens if that baby's playing with something and somebody takes that thing from the baby? Oh my gosh, the sky is falling, right? The shrieks and the cries. Why? Because for a baby, in a baby's life, everything is about the baby. Everything is Anochi. Everything is about me. Ki im lo yidagu lo hu lo yigda. This is an amazing thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu programmed us like this. Meaning, a baby is very egocentric. Why is a baby very egocentric? Because a baby needs a lot in order to grow. So in order for the baby to demand and command the attention of all of those around it, by definition, it has to be egotistic. It has to be fully focused on the self. Because if not, again, let's say, if the baby doesn't cry in the middle of the night because it wants to eat, then what's going to happen? What's going to happen? It's not going to eat because mommy is very, very tired. So she's not going to wake up on her own at 3 o'clock in the morning. So what happens? The baby's, I need to grow. I need to grow. So by definition, I'm going to cry until I get what I want in order that I can grow. In other words, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu programmed the baby to be egotistic so that the baby demands and commands the attention of all those around it so that those around it can nurture and nourish the baby. What happens? What happens? L'chein Sabo HaKadosh Baruch Hu instinctim me'od chazakim levada she'achein yigdal. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed very strong instincts within the baby that the baby should be egocentric. It's amazing, it's so. Baby should be egocentric, and ultimately, so that the baby could grow. Listen to this. Let's see, here's the problem. The challenge in life is so many of us remain babies. We remain babies. At some point in time, it's time to grow up and to progress to another level. Shlav hagdela begil shlosh esrei zemaskil v'acharei gil esrim zenigmar u'me'az tzorich ledaber al hanashama zekvar yoser kasha ked achshav hamelech hazakin diber u'pitom yesh melech acher. So you know what the challenge in life is? So the challenge in life is up until 13 and maybe even up until 20. So the focus in my life is what? Has been me. And by the way, you understand, that's not because I'm a rush. That's not because I'm a bad person. To a certain degree, it's by design. It's by design. And now what happens? Now there's a new king on the block, right? There's a new melech. So up until now, the melech Zakinu Ksil, the old foolish king, is the one who's been driving me. And he's been telling me, life is all about you, life is all about you, life is all about you. And it's true. It's true. When I'm young, life is all about me. And that's actually the vibe I have to give off. Because I need to grow, I need to mature, I need others to be able to give me what I need. And suddenly at the age of 13 or at the age of 20, there's a brand new king. He's called the Yetzer HaTov. And what does that brand new king say? That brand new king says, suddenly, life is not about me. Amazing. Last 20 years I've been living, life is all about me. Suddenly I get my neshama, I get my Yetzer HaTov, and totally new message. Totally new message. Life is not about me. Life has to be about the other. Now you understand, says Rav Kashtiel, why it's so complicated. Because now I'm being asked a good number of years into my life to change. I'm asked to change my approach. I'm asked to change my focus. I'm asked to change essentially who I am. Pit'om. Suddenly again, I'm not eating simply because I'm hungry, because I want to, but I'm suddenly an idealistic eater. Suddenly again, I will say, yesterday before I was 13, yesterday before I was 20, I was eating. Why? Because I'm hungry or because I enjoy it. Now suddenly I'm eating. Why? Because I need the strength to be able to do chesed. I need the strength to be able to help others. I need the strength in order to be able to assist. It's a fundamental shift. Tzaddik ochel u'sava nafsho. So the tzaddik eats to satiate his soul. Lo b'shvil ha-beten. He doesn't eat to satiate his stomach. Elo b'shvil ha-nefesh. Shlo k'ma ha-rasha she'ochel b'shvil ha-beten u'beter Hashem te'achzar. So it's not like the Rasha eats simply to sate his physicality, but he eats to sate his spirituality. In other words, that he eats because he understands that that physical fuel will provide, or that, rather say, that physical food provides the fuel for a spiritual enterprise. Page 35. Hatzadik ha'ideal mania. Excuse me. Hatzadik the tzadik ha'ideal mania osomet lechol. Who wrote se lechol kedelis chazek lehit aver sheyuchal lechazek velilmod b'meretz. So what's, you understand that the tzadik engages in idealistic eating. So you understand, by the way, this to me is so helpful because it frames the challenge in life. Because often we try to ask ourselves, why is it that I'm selfish? Right? Why is it that I'm egocentric? Why is it that I have such a difficult time? I don't mean like being there for your family, because although that's not easy either, but that comes a little bit easier. I mean that sometimes, again, you hear people say all the time, I'm so busy, I have so much going on, I don't have time for chesed, I don't have time for that. Why is that? We're good people, we're all good people. So why is it that some of these people are so inwardly focused? Now it begins to make sense. It's not really my fault. The truth is, for 13 or 20 years, I actually was conditioned to be this way. Now, the big thing is at 20 or at 13, I'm supposed to change. That's not easy because I have to unlearn to a certain degree 13 or 20 years of learned behavior. And this learned behavior affects me in every area of life. So for the first 13 or 20 years of my life, I ate. Why do I eat? Because I like to. Because I'm hungry. Because it gives me energy. And now suddenly what has to happen? My whole ideal for eating has to change. Suddenly not now I'm no longer eating for physical nourishment. I'm eating for spiritual nourishment. I'm eating in order that I can go ahead and engage in spiritual activity. Not even for myself, but in order to be engaged in others. This is the tension. The tension is that the Melech Zakin Uksil has been driving my life all of these years. And to a certain degree, by design, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now I have to unlearn some of that and become a more selfless, driven person. Last two lines, Hayicholes lehisromim, me'ever lemelech hazakin, ulahakshiv lemelech hachadosh, zu tchilas hazihiros. And writes Rav Kashtiel, this ability to uplift myself and to go ahead and stop only listening to the Melech Zakin Uksil, and to begin to listen to the new Melech, the new king, the Yetzer HaTov, this is the beginning of the Midah of Zihirus. This is the beginning, Rabosai, of the Midah of life attentiveness. All right, we'll have to stop over here. Mazel Tov, we finished Parag Beis. Emir Hashem, tomorrow, Erev Shabbos, we'll begin Parag Gimel. Yeshe Koyach.